But right now, am I the jerk? Maybe I am.
Boy, I think Ramon may think you are right now, talking all that noise for him.
I'm pumping him up.
Am I the jerk? 1310 at gmail.com. That's where you send in those scenarios. So let's hop into it, shall we? Hi. My husband, daughter, and I recently returned from vacation and ran into a situation at a rental car shuttle. After returning our rental car, we went to the shuttle waiting area. It was a large open space with chairs along the walls and no obvious line. People were sitting in chairs on the floor and scattered around the area. After waiting a few minutes, we decided to go outside to wait where the shuttle actually picks people up. One other family was already outside. When the shuttle arrived, a line naturally formed. The other family boarded first, then the three of us, followed by a few other people who had also come outside. The shuttle was small, so not everyone could fit. That's when someone who had been waiting inside complained to the driver that they had been there longer and that we should have to get off the shuttle because they had been waiting first. We stayed on the shuttle since there hadn't been any established line inside, but now I'm wondering, were we the jerks for boarding even though some people had technically been waiting longer?
That's a good one.
No, they weren't waiting in a designated area that said, hey, I'm waiting on this thing. Like, if you wait outside to order your food at a restaurant and you're just like, nobody's coming to say, what do I want to eat? That's on you. But if you are in the line or in a designated area where this is happening, then you have an argument. But if you're sitting inside, like, you could just be sitting there, man.
I can understand the person that was waiting there in the waiting area because that's where everyone was. There's no line forming. Let's just chill. And then I can understand them being a bit upset.
It is kind of
weird. But I wouldn't
weird.
Order them to say, you have to get off because I was waiting longer. I can see some people doing that.
I think it's kind of strange to the area that they are sitting there inside. If they know the shuttle picks up outside, I would assume that you have to wait outside to get picked up by the shuttle. But again, if it's in Dallas and it's a gazillion degrees outside, you don't want to wait outside.
A lot of people like to sit down while they wait.
That's rough.
But that shouldn't be on the other people that were willing to wait outside to now have to acquiesce to the people that aren't at the front of the line.
I know. If you discover that,
Yeah, because where is
the waiting outside and there's just one couple there I can hop on. Let's just take our chances waiting out there. It just felt like you kind of won the lottery.
It is kind of a free-for-all type scenario in those situations because the last time I had to take a shuttle at the airport, maybe from the draft or whenever we came back, where I had that fiasco where I ended up just taking an Uber to the next terminal.
Right.
The shuttle comes to pick you up, but there's really no designated, here's who gets to go first. We're all just kind of standing there.
Now, I'll tell you one thing. If everyone's waiting outside, and then you just walk up and think you're going to get on the shuttle before, now we're going to have some issues with that.
Yeah.
So I can understand that mentality. My wife had to, she was holding court, making sure that, no. They were here first. They were here before us.
She's the line monitor.
Right. If you're just going to walk up and get up, but I'm not saying I need to get on before, but those people definitely need to get on this shuttle because they've been waiting the longest. Now, in that scenario, that's why I always feel like you have to have some type of order.
Right.
Some type of,
like the little roped off things. Something. Of, hey, this
it
is
can't
where the
be
line
on the masses
the shuttle
to figure this out.
Right, because you're going to always have someone that will say, well, I just got here. Here I am.
Right.
I'm hopping in. So
here's where the shuttle picks up. Here's the little.
I don't think they're jerks. And I think they realize the situation of, okay, if we stand here, we'll be first. I can understand everyone's thought process in the whole thing. I can understand the people that were waiting inside, sitting down, chilling, being a little pissed that you just walked up and you're on before and I have to wait for the next one. That may be 10, 15, 20 minutes. I get that. But I don't know if I'll...
But they got home quicker.
I would just get up and go stand outside because that obviously is the way to go.
But man,
you'd be
fuming.
I'd be mad, but I would understand that, they clearly are standing in the right spot and I'm not.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, it's almost as if somebody's willing to stand out in the heat like that, I might be, well, good for them, I guess, you know, because I wasn't willing to do that.
And not if you're ready to go home and not if it feels like everyone else is doing the exact same thing.
And I definitely wouldn't order people off the shuttle.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Or even think that I had the right
to say that. I bet that driver was like, no.
No chance,
sorry,
dude.
Man.
You're going to start a riot.
Like, he doesn't know who was there first. He's
no,
like,
he
all
doesn't.
Right, fine.
I don't know, man. If you're if you have a couple of kids that are getting on your nerves, and it's just, I'm just ready to go home to get on this flight and get the hell out of here.
And I'm probably standing on the curb waiting for that shuttle to come. I'm not sitting inside.
No, that's true. True enough. That's a tough one. I don't know which way to lean.
It's a weird scenario.
I don't think she's the jerk, though.
No, I don't think.
But I don't
the
think
jerk.
That guy being a little pissed.
I don't think either one of them is
the jerkdom comes in where you're asking people to get off the shuttle because you're upset.
There needs to be a better
point. Hey,
they were after me.
But everyone line hustles. Everyone, not just a rental car situation. You had a restaurant, and it's a 30-minute wait. And you're sitting there waiting for your table. And then if you feel you were there before the person that got seated before you, you may not outwardly say anything to the people at the restaurant, but you're going to be pissed.
Yeah,
we were
here
before them.
Well, it's always, well, they're two, and we have a two-top available, and you
doesn't
guys
matter.
Are four.
I was here before them. I should be seated first.
Okay, let's go seat you, and you take them to the two-top. Here's your table.
I'm just saying that's everyone.
No, I know.
Everyone
know.
Line hustles.
It happens.
It does happen. All right. Here's another scenario. Purchase food from a booth at a Founders Day celebration from a business. All of the menu items were listed as even dollar amounts, but they added tax at checkout. My total came to $14.07. So I handed over $15 cash. The employee opened the cash box, said they had no change, put the entire $15 into the box, closed it, and acted like keeping the extra 93 cents was completely normal. I just stood there shocked that a business would simply round up without asking and assume it was okay. Finally, I said that if they choose not to keep change on hand, they shouldn't round up customers' totals.
I agree.
She then opened the cash box, handed me a dollar, and sarcastically said, "Have a good life." Like I was the problem for asking for my change after they had just tried to keep it. My wife was upset that I said anything.
Really? It's they're stealing.
That's a buck. That's a dollar.
I would have taken that dollar and be like, thanks, I will.
Because the auto is like, there's a place that I go to every single week that they do this. They don't carry pennies. So they just give me those pennies in the form of, here's a quarter instead of 23 cents.
Right.
They give you the extra money. Because it's a business. You're making money here.
I do feel like the rounding, you should round down. If the total was $14.55,
we can talk.
Okay,
there's a real easy
1407
way to fix
this. With 93, the business should even. I think if they offer the dollar, you'll say no, that's okay,
keep
that's
it.
Cool.
Yeah,
I don't have any change, but here's your dollar.
Put it in the jar. That's fine.
Right, I think people will
taking
be
my dollar.
Would be more willing to give you the change if you offer it instead of assuming. Instead of just keeping it.
Or have a nice life is crazy.
Oh, man.
After she says that, you stand there and the next person comes up and buys something. You go, huh, mine was 7 cents cheaper. Isn't she the reason for the word bitch?
Was her name Caroline?
It was me.
Man.
No, and also, if this is a Founders Day scenario, I'm assuming it's like a pop-up tent type thing. Like you get kettle corn or whatever, right? So I would encourage business owner, maybe not, I'm not saying I would say this to them there, but put a little sign, don't accept cash, and get a square hooked up to an iPad or your phone and just take cards. And then this is never a problem.
Stay out of the cash business.
Right, completely.
Or if you do, just hand over the dollar. It is 7 cents. And I promise you, 85% of the people will go, "That's all good. Don't worry about it. You can keep it." Like you said, put it in a jar, or put whatever.
And then all it takes is one person saying you can keep it, and then all the other people that want it back, you take that 7 cents out of the 93
you made.
You're
clear. Right there. A lot of people are going to see that jar right there. And be like, that's
you
93 cents
clear.
I don't need.
Have a nice life. I'd be like, your business is done.
But just to automatically assume.
Like, what does that mean? You just walk off sinister.
And keep it. That's
drop them your card that says you do a radio show.
But the wife being upset that he even said something, there's no way my wife would be mad about that.
No, not at all.
She'd be proud of me for saying something.
I think she would. Like, well, okay.
I want
look at, he's got a backbone.
I know. She grabbed my hand.
Yeah.
This is great.
I don't even need to think about Steve Francis tonight.
Or Razor Ramon.
Watch my nuts.
Or Alexander Radulov. Or Frank Thomas.
Or her top seven.
Or Nelly Cruz. Or Randall Cobb.
See, I think you about got a top 10.
On and on and on. Yeah, I know.
You just need to go and buy all these jerseys and just wear them to bed. Each
don't worry.
Night.
Yeah. She has them.
Well, one that'll fit you.
Oh, fit
that's
me.
What I'm saying.
Okay.
You wear
real
to bed
big
one
on
night.
You.
Oh, we can role play.
And you get,
today I'm Steve Francis.
Yes, and you get
and I roll into there like
you got your headband on.
Game worn jerseys.
That's right.
You get it's just your little like the green franchise. Contacts, and you put the green contacts
and
in.
And I'm Randall Cobb for
and
the
you
night.
Walk in, you go, oh, I'm open.
Gross.
Because he's a wide receiver.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
We don't do that stuff, Matt.
Oh.
Not well, yet. Deer
small.
Invasion. Yeah, please. While shopping, while stopping by the local convenience stores, I frequently find myself in line with two checkout clerks working side by side. I always strive to enforce the one-line principle. Two clerks, one line. Person at the head of the line goes to whichever clerk becomes available next. Last week, I was challenged by the guy behind me. Which line are you in? I replied, the one that opens up next. The guy gave me the major stink eye. Who is the jerk?
He is. That's the sensible thing to do.
That
you form
is
one line.
Most efficient one because
why would you have two lines in that scenario?
You know me. And I always pick the line that's the right. slowest. So I will totally go with the one line, the next clerk. It's so efficient. It's like the zipper merge line on the freeway.
Yes.
Let's just go with whatever's open and it's fine. It is.
But the highway proves that society can't
I know.
Zipper.
They can't handle it. They can't handle efficiency.
No.
They just want to go, you have to make this decision.
They want their space and their place in line and their area.
Yeah.
So
that dude behind you was 100% the jerk on that.
This happened to me, actually, hearing this probably about a week ago. Actually, it was on Saturday. So I was at a place that has checkout like that, where they always tell you, see you next time. And there was a single line form. There's three of us, because I was the third person in line for the multiple people checking out. Some dude walking by, I think he was going to come get in the line, and guy goes, next. And that guy just went right there. And
oh,
I was like,
my gosh.
And I was like,
hi, how you doing?
Can you imagine his face when that happened?
Now, they moved so fast at this place that I was like, okay, whatever.
But that is, that's weak sauce.
That's
right
egregious.
There. Yeah, it is.
That is worth saying something.
I was like, man,
that's almost the citizen's arrest worthy.
Oh, I never even thought of that.
Just pull out the handcuffs.
I need to start doing
sir,
that.
Please,
sir,
please, put your hands behind
yes,
your back.
You are
bitch.
Under arrest.
He's like, what? Citizen's arrest. Hands behind your head.
Start not, frisking him.
There's not a person out there that's going to respond to a citizen's arrest. Someone will walk up
not
to me
positively.
And say, I am going to, it's a citizen's arrest.
You are under citizen's arrest.
What does that even
man,
mean?
Please.
And what are you going to do about it?
Right. Hold him until the cops get there where
no.
I tell him, hey.
But then you pull out your handcuffs and you're like, well, okay. I mean, he's pretty official.
No.
Oh,
I'm
it doesn't work
do
like that.
It doesn't work like that at all. And if you don't get the hell out of my face.
Handcuffs aren't authority?
No, I don't think so.
Right.
I don't think
God,
so.
Oh, my God, this is legal.
Oh, it's definitely legal. You just can't pull it off.
In Texas, under the Texas Code of Criminal Procedure, Article 14.01, you may arrest an offender without a warrant only if a felony or a breach of the peace is committed within the direct view or presence.
Yeah, no.
Well, that guy definitely committed a felony, so.
That was a breach of the peace.
That should be. That should
I
be.
I should. We need to start doing this.
Sir, freeze. Halt.
Does that mean I can arrest
you? You are under citizen's arrest.
Can I arrest
no.
you?
No. How about that? I'll see you later. Or never again, man, preferably.
Man, just ring up my big red so I can get the hell out of here.
I just wanted a taco, man. Come on.
It does not apply to petty disputes or minor traffic violations because I was going to arrest you guys for jaywalking today.
Sir, okay. Stop walking.
Why does he have the chips whistle?
Oh, I'd freeze if I heard that.
You are under arrest.
That is official. All right, that's Am I the Jerk for this week. Am I the Jerk 1310 at gmail.com. Send in those scenarios. We do it every Thursday.